Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
I saw a guy whistling on the street this week, and he was whistling along, and I thought to myself, how do I get to the point in my life where I'm so happy enough and content to whistle on the street?
It'd be fantastic, that, wouldn't it?
Yeah, no, really, have you ever been that content?
No, but I can't whistle.
No, well, that would help.
Dear, whatever dear it is right now. Time, whatever time it is right now. Here's Luke.
Hello.
She's Lucy.
Hiya.
This is Luke and Lucy FM. What's on this week's episode?
It's the one where we devour foods of the world. We're taking a look at some of our favourite foods, foreign foods, stats about foods, and we've got a Parisian food expert on the phone. What?
I get a feeling there's going to be a riot.
Hello and welcome to Luke and Lucy FM episode 19. If you've never discovered us before, or if you clicked on us by accident, hi, I'm Luke Marsden, and a true fact about myself is that I've actually forgot my true fact. I've wrote it down in front of me. Not a good start if you've just joined us.
Not a great fact then, is it?
Not a great fact. A true fact about me is I once went blind skiing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, with my friend Mikey.
So how did
blind.
That work?
Basically shoved a high-vis vest on him, pushed him down a slope and said left or right.
Mikey.
Yeah, poor me. It was awful to watch. And the little Austrian kids, well, I don't think some of them are still alive to this day.
I think they've been scarred for life.
Lucy Hilton, what's a true fact about you?
A true fact about me is I once won a medal in the Junior Commonwealth Games.
Really?
I did, yes. I was actually very good at netball in my heyday.
I guess in your heyday, because looking at you now, I don't think you'd be winning any medals.
Thanks.
Just saying.
I did used to be active.
This podcast is supported by High Life Diners Club. Now, actually, this episode is about food, so this is tying in really well.
I know it is.
We've got a really exclusive offer. Not opera.
Opera.
It's not a great start to this episode, is it? We've got a really exclusive offer from High Life Diners Club who are supporting this podcast. You can catch that at the end of this episode. And if you want to check out any of our previous, wait for it, 18 episodes.
18.
Cannot believe it. We've
aged.
Are
you going to remind us how many weeks we've been doing this again?
Yes, I can do maths very simply.
Well done.
Just go audioboom.com/channel/Luke and Lucy FM or search Luke and Lucy FM on iTunes. Just want to say a big thank you to everyone who left an iTunes review. Even thanks to the person who said that our podcast isn't the moon landing, but it's okay. And in its own, it's the word meh.
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 I'll take meh.
I say meh.
Meh isn't miserable. Meh is not that bad. And if you say meh, I'll take that.
I want better than that.
Okay, well, yeah. But if you haven't left us an iTunes review, please do. Please do a better than meh. You might like this episode. So it's the one where we devour foods around the world.
Who doesn't like food?
That's the thing, though. But it's not just about food from your own country. It's about exploring other foods. And the only reason I got this idea for this episode, right, is I was talking to a lady, and I won't name her because she'll probably never speak to me again. I was walking the dog.
Go on, name and shame her.
No, I can't. Hi, Bev. And I was walking to walking the dog, and I said to her, oh, I'm having a Chinese tart. And she went, Chinese.
What?
I thought she was having a stroke.
I love Chinese.
I genuinely thought, oh, she's having a heart attack here. And actually, that was her audible sound because she doesn't like Chinese food.
Really?
And actually, I said to her, so I then said, have you ate anything other than, you know, fish and chips, English food?
Fish and chips,
whatever. English food.
Typical
and she said,
English Friday
she won't
tea.
Touch anything that isn't British.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, no, what weirdo.
Do you think that limits the palate considerably?
Is that a true story?
That's absolutely a true story.
It limits the
palate considerably.
Ooh, yeah, because to be fair, I'm not a huge fan of English food. I do like it, don't get me wrong. But if I wanted to go out for dinner, I think I wouldn't choose...
A foreign restaurant?
Yeah.
A restaurant from around the world.
Yeah, I wouldn't choose fish and chips anyway.
So what's your...
Everyone's different and I do like fish and chips, but...
Would you say fish and chips is the traditional British food?
Yeah, I would do. Everyone has a chippy tea, don't they, on
no,
Friday?
No, you see, I actually don't like fish, so...
Oh, do you not?
I just have... When I say a chippy tea, I just have chips.
A lot of people do. I actually had salmon last night.
Well, that's not chippy tea, is it? How many Wiganers are having salmon? They're having battered cod, Lucy. They're not having salmon and Pinot Gua, are they, or whatever that means. So, you know, I kind of think to myself, there's so many, especially like when you go to, like, I recently went to London, and in London, you actually can't find that many British places. It's so many different varieties of food restaurants.
Loads, which is fantastic. I actually tried for the first time in London Turkish food, and I love it.
What exactly?
I think that's my new favourite.
What entails Turkish food? What's
It's kind of hummusy, things like that.
I don't want to do a Bev, but I don't like hummus.
No, it's my favourite.
Yeah,
I love it.
But that's the thing, though. At what point, what age do you think to yourself, I'm kind of want to experiment with other foods?
No, but you had to clarify that.
Just saying. So what age did you think? Did your parents take you in, or did you voluntarily go to a different restaurant?
I genuinely can't remember. I know when it was my brother's birthday once, we went to a Chinese, but I don't think that was probably the first time I've ever done it. Like every single Chinese New Year, my mum and dad make sure they get everyone round and we have a big Chinese banquet.
So you celebrate Chinese New Year?
Well, with a Chinese banquet.
It's any excuse to eat Chinese food, isn't
obviously.
It? But that's the thing, though. And you have to be. Do you think you have to be in the right mood for a food that isn't from your country? Like a takeaway is like a Chinese. Pizza still classed as Italian, isn't it?
You can't class pizza
as British. Yeah. A Chinese, who doesn't love a bit of egg fried rice and sweet and sour chicken balls?
I really like the... I don't know, I'm getting into foods we're talking about it, I suppose.
Well, it is an episode about food, Lucy, so if you don't discuss
really
it now...
I like the salt and pepper prawns, though. They're like a dream.
That's
in
great.
A little takeaway packet.
Why don't you tell us what takeaway you have, Lucy, and why don't you tell us what time you're ordering and how long it takes? That's a fantastic story. Did I actually ever tell you that how I even became to discovering anything like Indian food?
No, go on.
So when I was 21, as you know, I didn't...
Do you know, I don't really like Indian food either. Well, I do
love
curry, but it's a bit too rich for me.
No, I can't even tolerate. And one of the reasons why I can't tolerate Indian food is this story. When I was 21, I didn't drink. And as you know, I drank at the point of 21. And when I was rich and famous, and a year after...
Rich and famous.
It was a few months after Big Brother, and I was hired to go to an...
5 minutes of fame.
It was 8 years later. I've still got half a second left. And I was hired to go to an Indian restaurant to do a personal appearance, right?
Okay.
Now, I told the...
Where was this Indian restaurant?
This was in the West Midlands.
Oh,
and Coventry, Cesspit. And I kind of thought, if you're anybody from Coventry listening, by the way, don't forget to leave us an iTunes review. And I was hired to go to this Indian restaurant, right? And I kind of told the people that I don't actually particularly like Indian food. I'm an agent at the time.
Had you eaten it before?
No, I tried very small bits.
So you was one of those ignorant people that didn't know what it tasted like, but you said you didn't like it.
That's a fair point, but then I discovered it in the restaurant. So I told them, they said, you don't have to worry about it, just eat nibbles, right? So, and
you can have a little onion bhaji.
It was, I was around, I don't want to do a Bev, but no. And I was around a circle table, so I couldn't actually get up, so they brought all the food to us, and if you want to drink, they would bring it to you. So I noticed everyone around me had what I thought was water and lemonade. And I signalled to the waiter a drink symbol, you know, you shake your hand up to your mouth, you don't know the drink symbol, is it? International drink symbol. And he brought over this. So I drank it, and I thought, I'm really thirsty now. I'm trying little bits of this Indian food, curries and burgers. And frankly, I was struggling. And I kept drinking. Turns out what I was actually ordering was double vodka lemonade.
Stop. And that was the first time you'd ever drunk?
At an Indian restaurant.
Did you not think this tastes a bit weird?
No, because I was eating the curry and the Indian food at the same time, so I didn't know what my... there was an explosion of taste in my mouth.
My
taste buds were having an epileptic fit. So they were eating it, and the room was very quickly began to sway, and I thought, oh.
So this is the first time you've ever drunk in your entire
drank,
life.
Coupled with the first time I ever properly had an Indian food. And let's just say, at 3 o'clock in the morning, Lucy, the amalgamation of a volcanic Indian food erupted in my stomach.
Ew.
And let's just say the onion burgers and red tikka masala went
let's
all
not go
over
further.
The
let's
floor.
Not go further.
And that really has put
is
me
that,
off.
Which side was that coming from?
That was coming, both sides at some point.
Okay, let's move on.
And I think actually,
that's so gross.
That really, and since then, I've been to Indian restaurants and I've tried more. I just can't get it to agree with me. And I usually have, and this is the crazy thing, when I go to an Indian restaurant, I order an English chips and steak, which they can't do
really?
Very well. They can't cook English food very well, I don't think, people in Indian restaurants.
Oh my God, so stereotypical.
No, I'm just thinking, I've had four different restaurants.
I'm not surprised, because its main cuisine is Indian
they
food.
They have to cater for non-Indian people. Well, you know, people
well, no,
don't want Indian food.
Go to a different
food.
Restaurant if you're going to get that.
Well, anyway, so...
You go to an Indian restaurant to get Indian food.
Indian restaurant. Now, you read a story before that you thought was quite equally as disgusting.
It was... really disgusting. I think it might be even more disgusting.
Let's brace ourselves.
So this guy, while he was on holiday, I'm not actually sure where it was. I think Vang Vang in Laos it was. So he was with two other travellers and he decided to visit the local market one evening to kind of get some traditional local foods, have a bit of a banquet that night.
Try and explore the culture.
Yeah, of course. So he ended up buying a rat from this woman who was selling whole rats, which apparently were sliced open and grilled over a small fire. It was complete with the rat nose, the rat eyes, the rat toes and the rat tail still intact. So when they returned back to the place where they were staying on holiday, him and his other two guests were not too thrilled. Ooh. Oh, the other two people were not too thrilled with his choice. I'm not surprised. So it was left to him to try it, basically. So he took a bite out of it and it was only after he'd taken a bite, he looked more closely at the rat, only to discover a dozen maggots moving around.
Oh, that is disgusting.
The flesh is so gross. He was sick straight away.
Oh, well,
and
yeah.
I think he's never got over that.
That's slightly worse than mine. that is fine.
That has made me feel sick, and I've not even had a rat.
You know what?
I can't even stand the sight
of
rats.
I'm sure we've ate some horse at some point, right? I mean, you know what? You and I both... You and I both are like this. You know, Thai food. We've really picked up Thai food.
Now,
where we come from in Wigan, there's a really great Thai restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a little bit expensive. But for Thai food, I suppose that is the common thing for Thai, unless you're in Thailand.
Oh, it's not that bad, I don't think.
And kind of, it is great food, isn't it? Because it's a fusion of Chinese and what else would you say it's a fusion with?
It's just Thai food.
Oh, right, yeah. Well, okay. Well, it tastes a bit like Chinese food. And,
it really doesn't.
The rice is similar. It's boiled rice.
God. Rice is similar in any single country you go
I'm
to,
I'm just
Luke.
Saying, the rice is similar. But I think, you know, Thai food is great. When I went to Kuala Lumpur...
So what's your favourite Thai dish?
Well, okay, well, I'd say my favourite Thai dish is... Oh, that's a good point, actually. What is my favourite Thai dish? I like the whole grain prawn crackers. No, I can't stand curry, as we've established. I do like it's like a chicken peanut sauce and things like that. That's quite nice.
Nice.
I don't know if that's actually Thai food or just a posh KFC.
I know what you mean.
But, you know, when I went to Kuala Lumpur, I tried a variety of different foods. Lebanese food I tried in Kuala Lumpur.
Okay, so what is Lebanese food?
Like Thai food on steroids. To be honest, I didn't particularly enjoy Lebanese food. Everything had a strange... like really strong aftertaste.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah, really strong aftertaste. And here's an interesting stat, though. Right? There was a survey done in the UK. What makes food taste delicious to you? It was a survey asked to 1,000 people.
Okay.
In the UK, what makes food taste delicious to you?
I wouldn't know what to answer to that.
Exactly. 56% of people said food that tastes fresh or natural.
Fresh or natural, so
if you think
organic
about it,
food.
So organic foods, 56%, very high. 22% of people said food that tastes like it's been made at home.
Aww.
That's nice, right?
Home, no, there's no place like home.
Yeah, it's true, Lucy.
It's
but
true.
I think it's though,
I know what you mean, though. But, like, nice little home-cooked dishes on a Sunday.
And that's true. And if you look at the most popular foods from around the world, the US, I'd say, is famous for hamburgers. It's predominantly American burgers that's famous for. It's the popular food. I mean, Jamaica, they've got ackee and saltfish. Have you ever tried that, Jamaican food? You just think of reggae, don't you, when you think of Jamaica?
I don't think I have actually tried it, but I do want to.
Have you tried goulash in Hungary?
I have tried goulash.
Are you a big fan of goulash?
Nice. I've not tried it in years, but I did. And I remember liking it when I had it.
Austria's famous food is Wiener Schnitzel.
What's that sausage?
Have you had a Wiener Schnitzel, Lucy?
Don't think so.
Well, roast beef and Yorkshire pudding, of course, that's the UK.
English,
and that's very traditionally
Sunday
English.
Sunday dinner,
and
of course.
Irish stew is traditionally from Ireland.
What's that, like hot pot?
It is, but it's like filled full of Guinness. That's what I found Irish stew was
like. Guinness. A lot of people do, though, so I'm guessing it's quite nice.
A lot of people don't. Now, the question is, something we've not discussed here, and we said we'd get her on the phone, we don't know a clue about, for example, foods like Parisian food.
Yeah.
So let's get a Parisian food expert on the phone.
Right now on the phone, we do have Parisian food expert Mariam Sinai. Hello.
Hi. How are you, Lucy?
Great, thank you.
Mariam, thanks so much for coming on Luke and Lucy FM. Now, I know you're a bit of a... You've done many radio interviews. Have you ever done a podcast before?
Yes, I have.
Oh, yeah. So you've been around. You've done it.
Yes, I have done it before.
So, Mariam, we've just been talking about foods from around the world. I mentioned I had a very difficult experience with some Indian food. I said that I've had Lebanese food in the past. Mm-hmm. Lucy's a big fan of Thai food. So we're just wondering, obviously, your expertise is not in any of those food. It's in Parisian foods?
Persian, actually.
Persian, not Parisian. Well, that's a good start.
Oh, that's great.
So Persian foods.
So what is exactly Persian food? What kind of foods would you associate with?
Okay, Persian food is the food from Iran and some of the countries adjacent to Iran, you know, like Afghanistan and Tajikistan. The whole of this area used to be one country and one cultural domain.
Okay.
So their food is quite similar. Actually, now they have their own cuisines, but Persian cuisine used to be bigger than it is now. Right now, it refers to the cuisine of Iran.
Right, okay. So, I mean, if you had to pick a dish out of your head that you people could picture for Persian food, what would you say that is?
Probably a duck stew with walnuts and pomegranate syrup.
Ooh, that sounds really nice.
So
I've never tried it.
I mean, is that as simple as it sounds, that dish?
It is actually a very simple dish to make, but it's refined enough to be served in, you know, like weddings and big occasions.
Yeah.
It's not that difficult to make, actually. And it's really delicious, you know, the duck.
Oh, yeah.
It's cooked in a sweet and sour kind of sauce.
Oh, nice.
With ground walnuts.
That sounds really nice. So, I mean, like, even saying this sort of stuff, do you think that, especially in the UK, Persian food is not that common? It's not that popular? Because, I mean, I put it this way, where we come from in Wigan, they definitely don't have Persian food anywhere near us, I don't think.
Well, I don't know about where you live, but in cities, in big cities like London and Manchester, I know that there are lots of Iranian restaurants. Actually, in London, I think there are over 30 Iranian restaurants. Yes. These restaurants have acquainted people with Persian food, but what they serve is restaurant food, which is a lot of times different types of kebab, rice, some stews. The same thing that I was just telling you about, the stew, pomegranate and walnut stew. But it's usually made with chicken in restaurants.
No. Is that because it's cheaper to make in restaurants with chicken, maybe?
Yeah, probably. There are different versions. This stew can even be made with lamb meatballs. So the sauce is what is really important. I mean, you know, it's the main
That's with
side
everything.
Of the dish.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's all you want. You want something to dip the sauce. So with Persian food, I mean, you know, with most things like Indian food, you get naan bread and, you know, you get prawn crackers at a Chinese. With Persian food, is the equivalent of that?
Yes, there's actually noon, which is same as naan.
Oh,
it's a kind of flatbread. And many Iranian restaurants in London, they bake their bread right there.
Oh, nice.
In small ovens, similar to tandoor. Tanuri, you know, it's again the same word, because there's a lot common between Persian and Indian cuisine.
Right. See, this is the thing, Mariam, we've just been saying, I mean, I don't particularly like Indian food, so what would you recommend to somebody who hasn't got a strongest of palates?
Someone who likes Indian food and wants to eat Persian, right?
Or doesn't like Indian food, who maybe wants to try Persian food. Let's try that again.
There's a stew that is served with rice. It's called qaymeh.
Okay.
It has small chunks of lamb. Ooh. With lentils.
I do like lamb. And it sounds like Persian lard. Food has a lot of lamb.
The thing is, Persian food, unlike Indian food, is very, very rarely spicy.
Oh, excellent.
There
You've said that.
Spices
great.
In the dish, but very subtly, you know,
excellent.
It's used. So it's never spicy, but a lot of times Persian food is flavoured with saffron.
Okay, so yeah, I prefer that. That's not spice. That's quite weak, isn't it, saffron? It's just a fragrance more than anything.
Yeah, it's fragrance and some flavour and also beautiful golden colour.
See, you say I'm very cultured. You didn't know that I knew about saffron. Exactly.
So cultured.
Listen, Mariam, you've convinced me. I want to try. I want to try it. And if people want to know more about you, you're saying as though you could cook up a pretty good feast. Find more about what you do.
I try. Yes, I started cooking when I was quite young. For many years, I've been cooking different Persian dishes. You know, the ones that I learned from my mother, my grandmother, and also the things that I learned from other people. So I can cook quite.
Are you pretty confident on it?
What's your speciality?
Well, actually, cooking is not my specialty. I'm a political analyst. I used to be a journalist. Cooking is my hobby, but a very, very serious hobby. I blog, I post about my food and the social media. I think about food all the time.
Well,
I
don't we all?
All the time.
So if people wanted
to... thinking about food right
Yeah, exactly.
Now.
I'm starving. If people wanted to learn more about you, where should they go? What should they do?
Actually, I have a website. It's called thepersianfusion.com. I also have Twitter, Facebook. People can look me up by searching for the Persian Fusion hashtag or on Instagram as well. Just Persian cooking.
Okay.
I think both will lead to results.
That sounds great. Listen, Mariam, thanks so much. We're going to go and try. We're going to nip to our local supermarket and buy a lot of stuff to try.
I want to come over
and taste my dishes.
I'll take you up on that. Mariam, thanks so much for being on Luke and Lucy FM.
Thank you very much for talking to me. Have a lovely day.
Thank you.
I'm starving.
I am really hungry. I'm going to Google now where I can go for some Persian food.
Persian, to clarify, not
Parisian.
Parisian. She's not a Parisian fusion. She's a Persian fusion expert. Oh, that's so awkward.
If you do love food and you do love a dining out,
and you're starving right now.
And if you're starving, why pay full price? You can discover utter foodie heaven with High Life Diners Club.
You certainly can. You can feast on a whole host of well-known restaurants across the UK. Okay, maybe Persians in there, and never pay full price again. With High Life, you can enjoy 2-for-1 dining at thousands of top restaurants across the UK and Ireland.
And here we have an exclusive offer for Luke and Lucy FM listeners. You can claim your free 3-month High Life card right now. Just simply visit www.high-life.co.uk/myvoucher and enter our unique code, which is LL16.
That's LL16. Thanks to High Life Diners Club for supporting Luke and Lucy FM. Please do check out that all upgrade to the Platinum Card. 12 months for a year for £10.
£10.
And we've got
bargain.
Platinums. It's an absolute bargain. Thank you
I've been
so much.
I've been eating it all the time after that.
Exactly. Parisian food. Parisian. Oh, Persian! Oh, we're done. That's this episode finished with. Please, Marcus, please just see us out. We're back for episode 20 of the podcast. If I haven't been absolutely and utterly mobbed over this.
See you later.
You've just listened to Luke and Lucy FM. Why not listen to it all over again? Oh, and please leave us a review on iTunes. Pretty please.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks. Like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.